Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The champion golfer, Scotty Scheffler. He felt in his career, and you certainly felt today, it was only a matter of time before he claimed the greatest prize in golf.
There is Scotty Scheffler winning his fourth major championship. I want to read a couple headlines for you, okay?
What do you got?
Detached dominance. That's from the PGAtour.com website.
Pretty good.
Why Scotty is one-of-a-kind superstar. That's from Sports Illustrated. Scotty is dominating golf like Tiger Woods did, the AP News. Fourth major championship, 1,197 days between his first and his fourth.
That was pretty wild, wasn't it?
Tying him to the day exactly with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
He is now the fourth player to win three of the four Grand Slams before the age of 30. He joins Tiger, Gary Player, Jack, and now him. Scotty Scheffler in absolute dominant fashion. I'd missed a lot of Saturday, but where I was glamping, shout out the KOAs, they have Wi-Fi.
That's lovely.
Dude,
glamping is the way to go.
I will never camp again.
No, if you got to be out in the wilderness, give me a bed, give me walls around me, and give me some Wi-Fi.
Give me a cabin, a swimming pool, a shower option.
Like, I'll enjoy the outdoors. I'm out here. I'm appreciating nature.
Yeah, I was.
But I also want to come home to walls. You know,
great.
Give me some walls around me.
I could stream some of the Open Championship on my glamping trip. And I looked at the scores, and I'm like, oh, my God. No disrespect. Bryson finished incredibly well, especially after how much he struggled. Rory had a great tournament.
He did.
All these guys played well, and none of it mattered because going into the final round, it was over. It was simply over. When that dude's up by that margin, he ain't giving it back. Scotty Scheffler, fourth major championship of his career.
They interviewed, he played with Haotong Li in the final round.
Who also played incredibly well.
Fun story, dude. For people who don't know about him, fun story. He's in the final group of a major championship. They asked him on Saturday, so, you know, kind of what's your thought process going in tomorrow? What do you focus on? How do you try and, you know, go about tackling Scotty Scheffler? And his answer after the round Saturday, getting ready for the final round on Sunday, was legitimately, I'm just playing for second place. If I can finish in second place, I'm going to be pretty thrilled about that. I think he ended up tied for fourth or something like that. He was fine yesterday. But it shows you what the mentality is. The stat of him and Tiger having that amount of time between their first major and fourth major is absolutely wild. And this is, it's both great and terrible for golf. Because the great side of it is we now again get to enter into a legitimate conversation about, is he the next one? Like, he is now encroached on that territory. He is one major away from a career Grand Slam, and he'll get a chance at Shinnecock next year at the U.S. Open. He has four total major championships. He's not even 30 years old yet. And so now we're entering into that category of, like, can he truly become the next dominant force in golf? The hard part is we've had a lot of these over the years that haven't quite happened. Like, I thought one of the most interesting graphics I saw yesterday after he won was on the, you know, Open Championship Live or whatever they call it on the Golf Channel. Rory McIlroy and him for their first four majors are eerily similar. So when you look at the number of starts that it took to do it, first major it was 11 for Rory, 10 for Scotty. 17 for Rory, 18 for Scotty for their second, 24-23 for their third, 25-25 for their fourth. So the start of their major championship career and number of starts it took them to get there, eerily similar between the two of them. The difference now might become Rory won his fourth major in his 25th start. He didn't win his fifth major until his 64th start because this was what he was. He was a guy who was young, and everybody said when he won four in a hurry, he's going to dominate the sport for a decade. And he was a dominant force in the game of golf, but it took him 10 years to win his fifth major championship. That is the most compelling storyline, I think, going forward, is can Scotty break out of that mold? If he picks up another one next year and gets to five, another one the year after that gets to six, mm-hmm. you're legitimately looking at somebody that can get to double digits. The toughest part about all of his wins, to Will's, I'm not backing up his point because to not have that in the open is hilarious and not smart, but they're incredibly boring because it takes all the drama out of it. There's no intrigue. He has won every major now, all four of them, by at least four shots, and he did it again yesterday.
Well, okay, so I want to play Scotty because he was actually asked about the Tiger comp stuff, right? Like, you can say he's not Tiger, but all of the metrics are suggesting this is dominance at this level with these tournaments at Tiger.
Yep.
What I would say to that, though, is, like, Tiger was more animated on the course, but also, like, we loved his dominance. So what does it matter if he wins by three or four strokes? That I felt like that was Tiger Woods when I watched him.
It for sure was Tiger Woods.
So why is it a good thing for Tiger, but it's not an exciting thing for Scotty? I find that a very interesting narrative because yeah. I think you're hitting on something that Will and other sports fans, it's like, it's a boring call. It's a boring end of the tournament. It's like, yeah, that was Tiger. I used to watch that. It was, oh my God, this guy's kicking everybody's ass again. And yeah, you had some Rocco Mediate open, you know, playoff stuff, but for the most part, it was like, dude's dominant, he wins.
In 2000, when he was the best player on the planet and had the best golf season we've ever seen, he won, I believe, all of them, other than the PGA Championship.
Going away, right?
Doubled, like, just dominated.
So why is that, like, and I, look, I like both. I have, if you've listened to this show for however many years, an extended period of time at this point, I think it's pretty cut and clear for me that, like, unless somebody does something that really irks me, I tend to just really enjoy the greatness, mm-hmm. even if it is different. And I've said it before on the show, Scotty is very boring. He doesn't really do commercials. He's not like a big brand guy. No. He's not in your face the way Bryce. He's not doing a YouTube show the way Bryson does.
He doesn't
right?
care about any of that stuff.
None of that stuff. He's just like the existential. None of this matters. I just grind and then it's over. And then yep. I grind. But like I can appreciate dominance and greatness in a sport. And the last thing I think I want, I know it won't because it's a different level and magnitude. I don't want it to be the Jordan LeBron feel. I'd prefer it to just be Brady Mahomes-ish. If this dominance is going to continue, mm-hmm. I don't feel like people truly, as sports fans, dabble in GOAT debate with Mahomes-Brady. You get it on television when they're bored and they have nothing else to talk about. But I think most people just say, that dude was the greatest of his era. This dude might be the greatest or is the greatest of his era. And I think right now the metrics suggest that's Scotty. In the post-Tiger era, it's Scottie Scheffler because he's been doing it now for 4 years. He's got four majors. It's the exact timeline of Tiger. I don't want to do the how we pit him down versus the other guy, even if he's not going to be as great as Tiger.
Well, he won't. Yeah, just Tiger's one of one, sure.
Right, but he is, by the major championships, as dominant mm-hmm. as Tiger was to start his career. And so that's what makes yesterday so special to me.
Yeah, the difference would be the age, right? Like, Scottie Scheffler's 29. When Tiger was doing it in 97 to 2000,
sure.
he was incredibly young.
He was in his young to mid-20s,
and that was the difference
right?
between yeah. what Rory did and what Scottie's doing, too, is Rory did it earlier in his career than Scottie Scheffler did. Not by much, but slightly earlier. He was in his earlier 20s, and now he's, you know, what, 35, 36.
I just don't want it to get, like, really ugly and stupid.
I don't think
like,
that's going to happen.
This guy's never yeah. going to be as great as that guy. Like, they're different players. Sure. They're different people.
I think Rory dealt with a little bit of this over the last 10 years, right, of just people putting him on a certain pedestal and then others trying to knock him down because he didn't fill up to those expectations that we placed on him when he had the same exact start to his career. And we would have told you 10 years ago that Rory's going to dominate the sport and win how many majors, and he didn't. That's the crazy part about golf. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of these guys. Spieth was this in 2015, 2016. Spieth was the golden child.
He won three or four majors,
yeah. And he almost won the Grand Slam in a year. Won the Open at Chambers Bay, won the Masters, like, and it was, oh my God, this guy is going to dominate. Is he the next Tiger? And he hasn't sniffed a major championship in a long time. I don't think that's going to happen to Scottie Scheffler, but it's the beauty of the sport that you just never know.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
To answer the question about the difference of dominance between Scottie and Tiger, I don't know how to. I don't know if it's the name, if it's the charisma, if it's the race aspect of it. I don't know how to quantify. There seemed to have been a true appreciation for, oh my God, Tiger's blowing everybody away. I don't want to miss a second of this. And when Scottie does it, there is the vibe of like, it's over. And I yesterday, like, I didn't sit and watch the entire back nine.
Well, you didn't need to.
He was up by five going into the 10th hole. Like, and I was a little young when Tiger did. I remember Tiger dominating the sport, but I don't remember being glued to golf tournaments other than maybe the Masters when he won in 97. Because that was like, oh my God, this 20-year-old kid's going to win the Masters. His name's Tiger Woods. Who the hell is this cat? I don't know how to answer why there's a difference in opinion, but I guarantee you that there is in watching the dominance and guys run away from the field.
We'll play the clip of Scottie on the other side. I want to get into a sports conversation kind of involving Scottie Scheffler. I would also say this, that you don't know what the difference is. I mean, I think race is always going to play a part in it. I think the other part is, too, like, Tiger was just the LeBron of his day. Like, he was this prodigy that Phil Knight would stalk at amateur tournaments because he wanted to get him under the Nike umbrella. And even going into that Masters, nobody saw that dominant 97 performance happening, but there was a lot of buzz like, yo, this young kid, man.
Yeah.
And he not only lived up to it, he like blew everybody away with his performance in it. So I think to your point, it's the earlier part of his life. Like, it's doing it at such a young age.
Yeah.
Whereas, what's Scottie? Is he 28, 29?
I believe he's 29 years
old.
He's
29. Like, yeah. That's still pretty impressive to win four at 29.
He turns 30 next year, ironically, the Sunday at the U.S. Open, where he has a chance to pull off
the career Grand Slam.
That's his 30th birthday.
Yeah. So I think it's just the years. I think it's the prodigy stuff. I think that's that's part of the difference as well. More on Scottie. He's comps to Tiger. He answered this question. We'll get to it next on The Fan.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.